Democracy doesn't belong in Brazil anymore. No safety, nor fair trials, nor justice or hope. Former President Lula was born in extreme poverty and dared to break free. His intelligence, determination, and sense of humanity didn't belong to an ordinary Brazilian northeastern boy born in extreme poverty. At 30, he was a young widower, worker, father, living in the biggest city in Brazil and leading the biggest workers' union in the country. In the beginning of the 70s, during the military dictatorship, an evil, bloody, violent, and corrupt dictatorship, Lula was there, risking his life and fighting for social justice. First, he was a young metal worker, then a union leader, then a congressman, and after running three times for president, and being defeated the three times, in 2002, he won the election and became the first Workers' Party president in Brazil. Working class people didn't belong in the government, especially not in the presidency. For the past 500 years, high positions were only occupied by the very rich or the blue-blooded, not metal workers. But he did it. And then he won twice in a row. He left the chair with almost 90% of excellency and approval. And people also voted for his next candidate, Dilma Rousseff, our first woman president. Women usually also don't belong in leadership positions in third world countries. And she too was elected twice. For 13 years in a row, Brazil had social and democratic leadership, and millions of people who never belonged in society started existing, being seen. They became citizens, consumers, human beings. 36 million people, to be precise, were raised from extreme poverty and could now afford three meals a day. Children from poor families went to school, and because of that, mothers got a little money paid out every month, supporting family economy. First time in history that poor people, who never belonged, were being seen, heard, and treated as human beings, experienced social inclusion, and had access to basic human rights. The president who didn't belong paid off the International Monetary Fund, who, for decades, ripped off our economy with floating interest rates and absurd financial restrictions, sanctions, and impositions. The country slowly became sovereign, independent. We started trading fairly with the world instead of giving all our resources away for free. We were conquering dignity and finding our place in belonging. The illiterate president built 53 universities, public universities, against the 12 built in the past 500 years, and made it accessible also for the poor, for the blacks, for the natives, and everyone else that otherwise would never be able to afford education. The poor president financed, invested heavily, and supported science, industry, agriculture, education, research, social development. Workplaces were blooming. People who never had access to food or culture were now studying, taking strolls to the mall, affording their first computer, airplane trip, buying their first car or house. Brazil became a country and not a colonial slaver. It would soon no longer be a society where half dozen people lived in their fantastic manors by the beach while millions starved at the favelas. It was the miracle of belonging and thriving. It was right before our eyes. But those who always belonged couldn't get a cheap housemaid or a field worker who would accept working in exchange of food anymore. The old elite didn't like this, and they thought this was going too far. Then we found oil, loads of it, one of the biggest reserves on Earth, right below our sea, on our beautiful Atlantic Ocean. national exploration would have priority and 75% of the royalties would go straight to health and education. It would mean our freedom and independence at last. We would no longer belong to America's poor backyard. Brazilian media, owned by those half-dozen lords, supported by the international agenda, started their demeaning campaign to stop the sangria. Businessmen, senators, and congressmen were caught plotting against the president. They said, "With her in power, it will be impossible for us. She has to go." They had the military and the Supreme Court in their pockets. And they did it. Coup d'etat against an honest president, Dilma Rousseff, was impeached by the most corrupt Congress and Senate ever elected. But afterwards, she was innocented in all courts of any wrongdoing. The old elite took it over again. Poverty started rising, growing, skyrocketing unemployment and violence. Social apartheid is back. Women, blacks, gays, poor people are as vulnerable as they have ever been. Social chaos was re-established. Poor getting poorer, rich getting richer. Human rights are ignored. Supreme Court and the military are part of the coup, and the oil exploration is being handled over in the dark, almost for free, to the international capital. Working conditions and laws are weakened. Their rights are being taken away day by day. The Amazon is being invaded and exploited. They are talking about privatizations and our national treasures. All the well-established and profitable state companies, banks, and even our water reserves are being auctioned, sold, given away, all at stake. Social structures that have been so hardly built are crashing down into pieces. Poor people exist, but they are growing. They are growing in number, and they are also disappearing from the public eye, the media, the shopping centers, the universities. It is not easy. It's very hard not to belong. But it's even harder to go back to non-belonging. Lula knows it. He said he will run again for presidency to undo the devastation done so far by the coup. Polls are showing that he's an absolute favorite. People know him. But they won't give it in easy. He's now 72 years old, and in a country flooded by millionaire corruption and immoral transactions, they are accusing Lula of receiving an apartment in bribery. The apartment never belonged to Lula. It is not his, it never was. No proof or evidence was ever found. Another plot, another coup. He is now convicted and put in prison. For the rich, the media, the idiots, Lula belongs in jail. They can't allow him to be president again. They want him dead. Then they demand his ultimate status of non-belonging. Lula is the only hope for common people ever to belong again. The only chance for Brazil. People want Lula free. Help to spread the word. Free Lula. Lula was nominated for Nobel Prize 2019, but he's now in jail. Social belonging in Brazil is in jail. We are an agonizing democracy. Help us. Brazil belongs to the people. Free Lula. Lula livre.